Salutations! We are proud to announce our grand prize winners in the Winter WOW Frolic Challenge. This year, students used WOWs to write a creative piece about someone they admire. Listen as our elementary grand prize winner, first grader Capri Serena, reads her tribute to her brother.
My sailor, I have a vivid memory. About a year ago, my brother said he was enlisting in the U.S. Navy. He was a little robust, so he started a diet. After some weeks, he transformed his body. A few days later, the incredible news arrived. He qualified for the nuclear program. It was evident and remarkable that he has the courage to go in a submarine, like Incognito. My brother is a Muhlenberg graduate. When I graduate, I will go in the Navy just as he did. Love you, Thomas Mark DiTizio.
Here is our intermediate grand prize winner, sixth grader Cameron Doyne, reading her tribute to her father.
My hero. Some people think that a hero is a person that is incognito and wears a mask, or someone who does robust things, like going into danger to save a town or a city. When I hear the word hero, I think of someone completely different. I think of someone who is vivid, remarkable, incredible, and inspiring. Someone who I could look up to, that has the courage to be kind. That person for me is my dad. There are a lot of other people I admire and look up to, like my mom and my brother, but my dad does a lot of things for me that makes him one of my heroes. Some things he does for me is even though he doesn't like to cook, he cooks for me mostly every single day after school. And if he doesn't cook for me, he will bring me home food. Also, he respects that I don't eat meat. So he makes me meatless things, which makes cooking for me even harder. Another thing he does for me is he comes to pick up trash with me even when he doesn't want to. And when we are picking up trash, he will tell me random fun facts. I will always learn something new when I am with him. One last thing he does for me is take me to swimming mostly every single day. While I am swimming, he will look for things that I can work on, so I can become better and improve. Now, my dad doesn't have any powers, like he can't fly or read people's minds, but he is the person I admire, look up to, and the person that I am thankful for. That's what makes my dad one of my heroes.